You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 45, All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. In this episode, we'll take a look at Jimi Hendrix's iconic cover of Bob Dylan's All Along the Watchtower, which is often mistakenly attributed as a Hendrix original. Don't worry, I've got a Bob Dylan edition of Lyrics Undercover coming soon, but I thought more appropriate to discuss the Hendrix version of the song. We'll review the lyrics and listen to the track in just a moment, but first, let's get a little background on Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix was born James Marshall on November 27, 1942, in Seattle, Washington. At the age of 12, his father, a landscape gardener, gave him an acoustic guitar that he had gotten in trade for his own saxophone. And James, being left-handed, flipped it over and taught himself to play it upside down, listening to the records of his blues idols, Muddy Waters, Elmore James, and B.B. King. For him, music eclipsed all else, including his school. 5 years later, James enlisted as a paratrooper in the 101st Airborne Division for over 2 years to avoid being drafted in the Army. But halfway into his tour of duty, he played his first gig in Seattle, following it up with a job during a passing tour featuring B.B. King, Sam Cooke, and others. Later, that same year, he auditioned for Little Richard in Atlanta, which led to performances in Georgia as well as Los Angeles with Ike and Tina Turner. By the time he was discharged from the Airborne Division, after back injuries suffered during his 26th parachute jump, his path was clear and he pursued a music career, taking the name Jimmy James. In 1964, he moved to New York and started a band called Jimmy James and the Blue Flames, and was later signed to a solo contract with PPX Productions. His reputation and musical prowess began to spread, and it wasn't long before Keith Richards' girlfriend Linda recommended him to Chaz Chandler, a music producer who was formerly the Animals' bass player. Chandler, entranced by Jimmy's playing, persuaded him to go to London and form a new band. In London, they recruited Georgie Fame's old drummer, Mitch Mitchell, and guitarist Noel Redding, and formed the Jimi Hendrix Experience. They played their first gig in October 1966, opening for Johnny Hallyday at the Paris Olympia. Around that same time, the band started recording songs for their debut album, including a cover of a song by The Leaves called Hey Joe. They released their album, Purple Haze, in March of the next year, and quickly became the soundtrack to the Love Generation. Later that year, just a few months after hearing Bob Dylan's version on his newly released album John Wesley Harding, Hendrix remarked at a party with Traffic's Dave Mason that he wanted to record All Along the Watchtower. A few days later, Hendrix, along with Mason and Mitchell, recorded a version that is regarded as the ultimate version of the song.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
The song takes place as a conversation between two characters, the Joker and the Thief, who discuss the direction of society. The Joker is lamenting that businessmen and plowmen are benefiting from his own labors without acknowledgement or gratitude.
No reason to get excited. The thief be kind of bold. There are many here.
The next verse is the response by the thief, who is consoling the Joker. The thief reassures the Joker that he takes their situation seriously, despite the others around them who don't. The two of them have experience that forced them to take life seriously, and it sounds like a battle is brewing between them and society, as referenced by the line, "The hour is getting late." In this final verse, we pull back from the conversation and get a better idea of what the two are getting ready to fight. A castle with princes and servants, seemingly oblivious, hence the earlier line about not taking life seriously, to what's coming their way. A wildcat growls, and the final line describes two riders, Shirley, the Joker and the thief, on their way to attack the castle, which is an analogy for society as Dylan saw it. While Bob Dylan wrote the song, Hendrix's version is considered the defining performance of the track, capturing the turmoil of the lyrics. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.